Target. This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. I got Juan Luna on the line.
Is this Dave?
Yes, this is Dave.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Great, 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 great. Sorry about that. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. So, Juan, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm the underwriter at Bank of Cardiff. On your working on your file. I just had a few general questions for you, okay?
Okay.
The first question is, I know you came into us a while ago, and it looks like you were looking for some working capital. That kind of stopped, and now you're looking for equipment financing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I need to get another pickup to the business. And, yeah, when I first called, you know, cash flow was an issue, but after 2 months into the business, I was starting to come in. So things got better.
Okay, not a problem. We can help you out on both needs. So one question I have, and I was going to ask Dave this when he's on the line. So I'm looking at your file. Were you able? Uh-huh. Let's just bring this up. Were you able to send Dave the tax lien information? Are you on a payment plan?
Yeah, that's my personal one.
Okay, but are those on a payment plan? Because we noted two pretty sizable tax liens, and we wanted to see if they were on payment plans.
Correct. Correct. Well, why you mentioned two?
I can tell you what they brought up. Give me one second. Let's see. It looks like there's a federal tax lien of $149,000.
Uh-huh.
We want to know, is that paid or is that on a payment plan right now?
That's in the payment plan.
Okay. And have you sent a copy of that to Dave?
Nobody requests anything like
right.
that for me.
So
it wasn't requested. Gabe was supposed to reach out, and I guess he didn't come in today. So
yeah, he's been actually under the weather. It's not a big
right.
deal. Not a big deal at all. So if you could, after our conversation, shoot Dave just over a copy of the payment plan, the installment agreement you have with the IRS, that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
The second question I have for you is this. Are you familiar with credit scores?
Not really.
Okay, so just for your reference, your credit score is a 663, and I want to go over a few kind of ways to price out your file. I also want to ask you, is the truck you're looking for, is it already ready to be picked up, or does it have to be custom ordered by the dealer?
No, they have, I can customize the truck myself after that. Right now, I have a truck ready to go in the job, but that's the one I'm driving.
Okay.
And I can customize the one I'm getting in as time goes. It takes a while to customize the truck, and I can't wait for them to customize so I can throw the one I'm driving to the cruise and get myself in another one and customize that as we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second question for you. I know there's a few vehicles you were looking at. Are you going with the Chevrolet Silverado? There's a few Chevrolet Silverados. Which one are you going with? Which option and which price point?
My preference is the Chevy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see a 2500, a 3500, and a 2500 HD. Oh, sorry, a 2500 HD. One's about $53,550, one's $59,925, and one's $64,910. Which one are you looking at?
We're leaning more towards the 3500 because I have to tow some small equipment like skid steers and things like that.
Okay, so the Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD work truck.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I have an approval for you, and I just also wanted to go over. We can give you some additional working capital if you need any cash flow needs, but. For the equipment, do you have an estimated monthly payment that you're trying to meet?
The monthly payment, I don't want to go anything over $1,000.
Okay.
I want to keep it under 7,000 if I can. If I come up with some little bit of cash out of hand, I can do that.
Gotcha.
But just to put the payments where I want them to be.
Okay.
You know, this is what I'm doing. I'm paying off a piece of equipment here in the next 3 months that is like $1,500 a month.
Oh, what kind of equipment is that?
Months, I'm not gonna loan. I have a skid steer, an SA50 that I should be paying off in the next 3 months. So that's gonna be one less payment to deal with. That's why I feel
gotcha.
A little comfortable without any other adjustments. I can handle that.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is my thought process. I want to give you some ideas on what I think is realistic pricing for you. And are you definitely working with Champion Chevrolet, or are you going around to different dealerships to see their price points?
No, I'm actually, you know, been working with him in some my previous trucks. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you tell me what is real, because. No,
absolutely. It's my job. So we've got a really nice approval for you without really any stipulations. It goes up to $55,000. So that means that if you did $59,000, you would either just pay the vendor that difference, or we would take the difference as a first payment, which it's not a huge amount of funding. To give you an idea, I'm going to give you some ideas on assuming we go up to about, say, $55,000. So I can understand, you know, you're trying to replace one piece of equipment with the other. So let me just give you some numbers. Bear with me. And you can also, by the way, we do allow, you mentioned you want to have as little out of the pocket as possible, correct? You can also finance the sales tax. So what you one thing I'd like you to do is, after our conversation, if you can shoot Dave over that tax lien information, but I'd like you to go to the vendor and get an official sales order or invoice so we can see the actual total amount, sales tax, delivery fees, anything of that nature. So to give you an idea, your payment would be just shy of $1,500 a month. It'd be $1,480.09 per month, flat. And that's a fixed rate program. It's fixed monthly, and the funding goes underneath your business credit. It doesn't affect your personal credit report.
Okay. Can you shoot me an email with that? What I can shoot Dave here is fax over some of the...
Dave, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
What I have in hand, right away is... It's probably a list of payments that I've been making to them. I'm going to have to look more deeply into all my stuff here to find that agreement. But obviously, if I'm making payments to them, that's what their agreement is. I'd be happy to fax them over the last, the payment history that I have here.
For the...
You there?
Yeah, you're mentioning for the IRS, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. They're usually really friendly. You can call them and just say, "I need a copy of my installment payment agreement." We just had a customer who literally got that in 10 minutes. So what I'm gonna do is this. Let me make sure I've got your correct email. I've got jfluna@sbcglobal.net.
Correct.
Gotcha. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot you over an email with your approval terms, and then I'd like you to email Dave a copy of that IRS payment lien, and then I'll also include in my email if you can contact the vendor and get a sales order with your name on it, sales tax, and all those things to walk you through it. If you had that today, or say if you had that by the end of business today, we'd get you documents by tomorrow afternoon. Take care of paperwork tomorrow afternoon, including notaries, because it's a DMV paperwork, so you'd have to do a notary. You would send it back, you'd fax it back to us, we'd start working on it, and then we would probably pay for the truck on Thursday, today is Tuesday, yeah, so we'd pay for the truck on Thursday afternoon or Friday morning. So you could get the truck this week.
Okay. I will let, you know, I was waiting to see where, you know, for the approval in order
to
get down and work numbers, because, you know, they give me prices, but it's up to me if I want to pay their prices. I need to knock that down.
You mean for the vendor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, our comfort zone right now to start the relationship is about $55,000. We also do have you approved for some additional cash if you need it. So basically what I'm getting at is this. We're going to be at 55 plus taxes. Let's say the equipment's 59. We can always give you another 10 grand if you need it. But I'm going to shoot you a kind of a play-by-play. Dave, do you want me to copy you on this email?
Yes, please.
All right, so I'm going to copy Dave on the email, and we can get working on this and get you your truck hopefully by week's end.
Okay.
Great.
Sounds good, sir.
Thank you for your time. Right. Thanks for the transfer, Dave.
You're welcome.
You got it.
Bye-bye.